feeling about yourself. Dwight Perry joins us now after a game. And Dwight, I know this one didn't go the way you went. The start especially didn't go the way you went. When Furman, I mean, they're talented. They're well coached. We know all that. How tough was that start to bounce back from tonight?
Yeah, that's a really tough start. I mean, they're obviously a really talented, well-coached team. They start two fifth-year seniors, I think another junior. But anytime you give a team like that, right, that's experienced, that's talented, the start that we gave them, especially on the road, that's really hard. That's really hard to overcome. You know, and I mean, obviously they deserve a lot of credit for that. You know, I do appreciate our guys, right? Like, there was times a lot of teams would have packed that in, and our guys kept battling, right? To be able to cut it to 10 with a little under 5 minutes to go, you know, getting a couple stops, a 3-4 possession game or right there. But again, I think the start of the game is a big reason why we weren't able to get over the hump a couple of those times, even though our guys continue to fight and continue to play hard.
A guy that provided you with some energy and then unfortunately left the game was Amari Tice. First of all, just comment on what you saw from him today when he was on the floor and the really, truly the energy that he was bringing to the club.
Yeah, I mean, Amari's a guy. I mean, he can play both ends of the floor in multiple positions, be a Swiss Army knife. With his length and athleticism, there's not a guys in the league that look like him. And to be a freshman, to be able to impact the game on both ends of the floor the way he does is a huge boost to our team. So, yeah, him going out, that definitely was tough, especially the impact he was making. You know, being able to rebound the ball, being able to get to the rim, being able to defend pretty much every position on the other end. And, you know, that was tough, and hopefully he'll be okay. I think he will be.
Yeah, you may not be able to answer this, but do we have any preliminary? We're cautiously optimistic, I guess. You're going to have to wait till you get back to Spartan.
Yeah, we'll wait till we get back so obviously they can check him out to make sure he's okay. I think it should be fine, but obviously we'll wait to see what the doctors and physicians say.
As we look ahead to Western Carolina on Wednesday, you get to get back home. These guys will certainly like that after two road games. And another chance to take a shot of the team and a game that you probably thought you should have had up there. How will coming home and facing Western motivate these guys the next couple of days?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if we're being honest, it's less about the team we're playing and more about us, right? Whether we're facing Western Carolina, VMI, Samford, Mercer, Citadel, right, all the other nine teams in the league, our process is still our process. We have to keep getting better on both ends of the floor. And obviously, Western Carolina is the team that we're facing on Wednesday, a really talented team. I believe they had a really good win today, if I'm not mistaken. And so they're going to come in with a lot of confidence, as they should. But our process has to be the same. We have to take Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday and prepare so that we can compete and improve on both ends of the floor so that we can play well on Wednesday.
Dwight, we